Jak się masz?
Dobrze.
Dobrze. We got in Sarajevo, someone from Poland. And look how the creator set it up for him to come and look at a mosque. But has anyone ever explained to you what Islam is?
Okay.
Has anyone ever explained to you?
I think I know.
Tell me, what does it mean?
It's religion.
What does it mean, the word Islam? Would you mind if I shared it with you? It'll take a couple minutes.
I don't know, because I have too many times.
Okay, then 2 minutes, one minute.
Okay, two minutes. Okay. So, can you wait to maybe half minutes? Because I go
I'll give
for
you
my friends.
And bring them too.
Yes, okay.
Okay, I'm waiting here. Okay. See, man, look at that. Beautiful opportunities for dawah always will come up. So people are coming here from all different countries, and they're walking in. Perfect dawah opportunities. No one's here. No one's here to explain to them, to approach them, to ask them, do you want to learn about Islam? So we approached this this young man from, this traveler from Poland. He's going to be right back. He's going to be right back. And we're going to go ahead. He's giving us a minute. That's all we need. Because he's in a hurry. And we're going to go ahead and just go over the very basics of Islam. And we'll show you how easy it is to deliver the simple message and give him a taste. And then if he's sincere, and we'll direct him to call upon Allah, to the Creator. And then from there, we'll see. Allah is the one who guides. But we got to deliver the message.
This how you doing? My friend.
So, jak się masz?
Szymon jestem. Jest dobrze.
Bardzo dobrze.
Bardzo dobrze.
So, I know you guys are in a hurry. So, I asked him, because he came here, Martin and
Simon.
Simon. So I said, we made a deal. I said, give me a couple minutes. He said, I'll give you one that I can go ahead and explain Islam. Because it'd be a shame that you come in front of a mosque and you leave and you don't even know what Islam is.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Because it's the most misunderstood way of life in the world. A lot of media, you know, the mass media manipulation, and people start equating Islam with terror and all sorts of crazy things. Uh-huh. But Islam simply means to submit your will. Everyone wants peace in life, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be happy, right? You want to know your purpose in life. Mm-hmm. So Islam gives you that purpose and defines it clearly, and it simply means to submit your will to the Creator of the heavens and earth. This is what Islam means. And a Muslim is one who submits his or her will to the Creator of the heavens and earth. So it's the belief in one and only one God. We start with that. Mm-hmm. Only one God. And we believe that God Almighty, out of his love, he sent messengers. Mm-hmm. And these messengers came with the same way of life, the same religion, and that was calling people to submit their will to God, not to submit to a human being, not to submit to materialism, nationalism, none of these things. That you submit to the one who gave you life. And then God Almighty, out of his love, he sent this guidance. And today you have so many problems in the world, right? Mm-hmm. We need solutions. So God Almighty, Allah, he sent the Quran. And this is what we have it today for anyone who wants to take a look at it. Tamper-free, tamper-proof. We have it in its original, in the Arabic language. Signs upon signs for anyone who's... The ingredients are two. You're sincere and you're genuine. You want to know. You had enough of partying and all the stuff that you do. It's not bringing content, peace in your life. Now you want to go above, rise to the next level. Now you look at the Quran. You say, hold on. It's making a claim. Now you put it to the test. You know, it's easy to be funny. You know what I mean? It's easy to look for trouble. But if you're sincere, you go and look at it. So what we're saying, we covered the belief in one and only one God, the messengers that God Almighty sent. And the last and final revelation that we have today, the Quran, and then in there talks about preparing for what comes next, because we're all going to die. So preparing for the hereafter. You follow me? Everything makes sense so far?
Yeah.
We're all going to be accountable for what we do in this life. This life is short. So the Quran not only gives us the blueprint how to live in this life, right, by being good human beings, not according to my desires or to yours, but to how Allah, the Creator, told us how to live. Be a good, righteous human being, establish the way of life that God Almighty wants us to live. And then you have the Day of Judgment, and that's where now is determined where you're going to live forever, because this life is short. You follow me? And this is Islam, you see? In short, did I pass a minute? I think I went almost two.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think? Did you get a clear, very short, precise? But this is just kind of the fundamentals. The main thing is that you worship the one who created you, do good deeds, and be a righteous human being according to God's will, not our desires. Any questions?
Be good, follow.
be a good
yeah okay.
Any questions?
No.
Okay, gave you guys something to think about
a little bit. I think a lot of religions are a little bit similar.
Uh-huh.
And every religion want to be people to have people friendly for everybody, to... shit, I'm a little bit stressed. No, no.
All religions have some good in them, which is Now we have to, when we come to that level, now we come to the point in our lives that, because someone says, well, what's the difference with all the different religions, right? Mm-hmm. They all making certain claims. Mm-hmm. If you want to go into religions that worship sticks, stones, and bones, in every religion you'll find creation worship. Islam is the only way of life which calls you to purely worship the one God. Any other religion is calling you somehow to worship the creation. Islam stands out because it calls you to worship the what? The creator. That's what separates and makes Islam unique. It's the truly monotheistic religion. Now, did you know that in Islam, it's the only non-Christian faith which makes it an article of faith to believe and love Jesus. That he was one of the mightiest messengers ever sent by God, right? That he called people to only worship God, just like Moses, Abraham, and the last and final messenger, we say, who came? Prophet Muhammad. He was the seal of the prophets, who came with the miracle, the Quran. Jesus did miracles at his time, Moses did at his time, for a particular time and place and people. But Muhammad came for the Polish, came for the, you're Polish, for the Italian, for the American, for the Bosnian, for all of mankind. With no different message, but the same message. Worship, how do you say God in Poland?
Bog.
Bog. Worship Bog, one God. Good?
Good.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you for lending me an ear.
Okay.
And hopefully now you guys can tune into the Dean Show.
Yeah, okay.
And we got a lot more.
Look at this.
Check it out, yeah.
Okay. You know, you're young.
Okay, so thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you. Can we take a photo with you?
Yes, yes.
Warsaw, Poland is in Chicago. We live in Chicago. Chicago, America. Just from America.
Okay, so we take a photo?
All right. Photo, photo. Bardzo dobrze.
Bardzo dobrze.
Bardzo dobrze.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Enjoy your stay.
Thanks.